old sugar daddy. They be tricking and tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. You like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah. Snacks on me. Patron on ice. We can pop bottles all night, baby. You can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. You like. Yeah. Late night sex so wet and so tight. I guess so.
Good morning, kings and queens. How are you this morning? Of course, that was T.I., Whatever You Like. You remember that song? There's a reason why I'm playing that song. Imagine if you had a partner and he or she just said, you can have whatever you want, whatever you like. That would be nice, right? We're going to talk about it. Today is a Thursday, October 22nd. You just tuned into your girl, DJ Lala, and this is DJ Lala and the fam, straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good ish. We'll talk.
I got a question for you. Is it worth it? Real love, do you think you deserve it? Cut them off, go and find your purpose and get you with it as solid. Oh, personally, I'll do more than support your dreams, baby. Get you and me. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl, get at it, get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree, go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Know that, hey! Oh, yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your clothes, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. I want you to know it.
Good morning, kings and queens. I like your glow up. Yes. How would you like for someone to talk to you like that? You know, I'll support you. I got you. You know, get that confidence up, that credit up, get that whatever you got up, and I'll take care of the rest. Sound nice, right? Well, unfortunately, a lot of people haven't experienced that or had a person like that. I mean, but there is someone like that out there for everybody. We just got to make sure we mesh with the right people. How many times we got to talk about that and stop just choosing people because we don't want to be lonely? That's not how you do it. That's not the correct way of doing it. I mean, not if you want a happy life. But anyway, we're going to talk. We're going to talk about whatever you want, whatever you like. How are you this morning? It's Thursday. Think about it, Thursday. It's Thursday already. You know, this week went by fast, which I'm not complaining. But where does the time go? You know, are we able to have good time management and get things done, balance out our time? For the most part, I try to, but some days are better than others. You know, some days we have rough days, so we got to make up for it on other days. Hope you had your pick-me-ups this morning. Hope you had a chance to work on your list of happiness. Not every day is going to be an amazing, great day, but we have to be happy enough to thank God that we woke up to another beautiful day that God has made. That is the most important thing we have to be happy about. Nobody said that you have to wake up amazing every morning. I mean, we should. It would be nice if we did, right? And it does help when we, talking about meshing, connecting with the right people that we're supposed to connect with. And not just select people because we're lonely. But, I mean, I'm not judging. You know, sometimes we got to do what we got to do. But is it the right thing for you? You know, in the long run. You know, we can't just always do things temporarily. You feel me? Like, you got to do what's best for you in the long run as well. You cannot just do something for a temporary fix. You know, not me. I don't like wasting my time. I don't know about y'all. You're just going to keep on having all these temporary fixes, all these temporary things. All these things build up to nothing. So it's just best to, if you are going to have a temporary fix, it depends on what that is. You feel me? Make sure that, you know, you have a backup plan. Make sure that whatever that temporary, not every temporary fix is good for you. And I mean, I'm talking about the major things in your life, not the small things. You know, sometimes even those temporary fixes aren't good. It could turn out to be something bad. So we just got to make better choices in life and do what's easy, not always take the easy route, but do what's best for us. Let me just say it that way. How did y'all like Mr. Obama last night? Did y'all watch? He brought that Chicago out last night, boy. Yo, I was like, what? He's still talking. What he say? What? All right, tell the truth. What's the truth? Tell the truth. That's all we want is the truth. Seeing them true colors from everybody. You know, it's kind of hard to believe things, you know, when it comes to the government and politics and all this other stuff going on. The news, I mean, we can only go by what we have, what we see, but you know, we got to take that and all of that and everything else that we got going on in life. And we just got to, you know, do the best that we can that fits for us. You know, like a hand in glove. You feel me? I love this song by Neo. It's a new song, You to Love. I don't know if y'all heard it. It ain't that new, but it's new. New albums are coming out. Can't wait. Some new songs out. A lot of new songs out. We're going to go over that tomorrow. Hey. I don't want nobody else. We gonna talk, definitely talk though, about whatever you like, whatever you want. How many of y'all have experienced that? Someone getting with somebody, whether it's in a long-term relationship or in a marriage where, you know, your partner says, you know, you can have whatever you want, you know, whatever makes you happy, whatever you want, whatever you like. Remember that movie, Coming to America, when the girl comes? I mean, I think she was only doing it to please the king when she's like, whatever you like, not because it made her happy, but imagine having somebody saying, whatever you want that makes you happy makes me happy. Whatever you like, whatever you want, you know, whatever makes you happy will make me happy as long as I see you happy, as long as I see you smile. Wouldn't that be nice to have a person like that? Well, some of y'all may have had a person like that and you just didn't realize, you know, what you had until it's gone. Sucks for you. I'm sorry. You gotta get it together because it's hard out here in these streets to find somebody good to mesh with, to connect with, to have everything that you need so that way you don't have to go outside and do what you gotta do. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we can't help it and what we think is good for us may not be for us in the long run and we still with that situation and we have to go to outside sources. I'm not saying it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. I'm saying whatever is what works for you. You don't know what's going on in people's houses or what's going on in their heads and their hearts and their situations, so you can't really judge, you know? I remember back in the day, I used to be like, I can't believe he or she did that, or, you know, that's when you're younger, you don't know, and you experience things, you find yourself in a situation, and then you're like, damn, the very thing that I said I wouldn't do, I ended up doing, and it's not like I aim to do it. It just happened that way. I don't want to put that in your head because not everything just happens. You know, some things, it just turns out that way. So be careful of you know, judging people because you never know. You might be in that situation and you don't know what you would do unless you're in that situation. There's a lot of times where you can't, you know, sometimes we can't help but to judge, but there's a lot of things you shouldn't be judging because you don't know. What you would do. You could say all you want what you would do because you know who you are and what you would do, but until you're in that situation, you don't know how you would react to the decisions that you would make. So it's just best not to judge on people's relationships or marriages because you really don't know. I talk to a lot of people who are married, a lot of people who are in long-term relationships, and I learn a lot. And that's why I don't judge, because, you know, you think about stuff that people say, and you're like, damn, I didn't think about it that way. You know, you're so quick to judge and then think about the person, you know, that's going through what they're going through, and you just never thought about the things that they tell you. So, anyway, how about that man that got caught on Long Island, New York, with exchanging opioids to what he thought was a prostitute, and it was an undercover cop. Not only that, he was supposed to be a minister and I think a teacher too. Shame. What is the fascination? I mean, I don't know. Is it that hard out here? There ain't enough cookie out here? I mean, let me tell you something. I don't want to be a part of it, but I know there's a lot of females out here that'll give it to you for free, honey. You ain't gotta pay for it. I'm telling you. I mean, do what you want. I ain't saying they right about it. Well, whatever they want to do, that's their business. But, I mean, is it that bad? I don't know. What is the fascination? Is there one? I mean, are they just out of their minds? Like, I really don't know what the situation is. And this right here, you try not to judge, but, man, now you in trouble. I don't know. That some things you just got to think it out first. I mean, don't you agree? Oh, my God. I don't know. And then some things are just habits and addictions, I guess, where they just people need help. That could be it, too. I don't know. It's crazy out here. We got to talk about that on another episode. What do you think about that T.I. versus... versus battle with Busta? T.I. saying that he want to turn it down because he feel like, you know, the genres are not quite, you know, the same, I guess. And he just, you know, with the catalogs and stuff, he, you know, I think this is the second one he turned down. But anyway, I don't think that's a good match. I love both of them, but y'all know I'm a big T.I. fan. I love Busta, but I'm a big T.I. fan. A Jeezy fan too. I think T.I. and Jeezy might be good. There's some other artists too that might be good, but I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit because I didn't know if I wanted to talk to you guys about what I really wanted to ask you today or tomorrow. I might just leave that tomorrow for fun Freaky Friday with Jazz on Ladies Lunch. I think I'm gonna do that because there's a few things actually I wanted to talk about with her. And I'm going to just leave it here. And I'm going to put on a Throwback Thursday episode that you guys have, you probably may have heard it or you may not have heard it because I have about 700 or so episodes. And I know I don't feel some type of way. Trust me, if you don't catch every one of them, because you know I'm going to send it to you anyway. Or, you know, when I send it to you, you can scroll down and catch whatever episode you want, whatever you like, whatever make you happy. Okay, honey. So, y'all excited about that Kendrick Lamar album? It's supposed to come out soon. A lot of new music and new stuff coming out. We'll talk about that tomorrow too. Well, I hope you have a great day. Make sure you work on that list of happiness. Love, live, and laugh. Hope you have a great day. I'm gonna give my shout out. A shout out to DJ Junes, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. He has a lot of stuff on SoundCloud, YouTube, and Facebook at DJ Junes Entertainment. Shout out to, and he is the greatest. He could be a teacher. He really should be. Knows his stuff. Shout out to DJ K Solo in the DMV area. DJ Mike Keane in the Boston area. He has a lot of stuff going on too. Very talented. He has imageimpressions.com. He's a photographer and he's also into apparel. He's into printing. So check him out on IG. shout out to... He's gonna kill me though, because I'll tell you later. Shout out to DJ X-Ray D and NC. Shout out to L&L Cater and All Events. Shout out to Halima at Delightful Desserts. Shout out to Brazzy Four Times. Shout out to Slack Poppy. He is very talented. Very good brother. Shout out to him. Dope. Got dope stuff out on things on iTunes and YouTube, definitely. Check him out. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He's doing the health and fitness thing. Check him out on IG. And he has an apparel line out too. I bought a couple of his things. Fits really nice. The women's Devin, very tight. Okay? Very tight. Made me tight. I don't like it. Why is the women's stuff so small? you know, women got curves, you know, boobs and cake back there. You can't be, you know, so I had to buy the men's, okay? That was before. Anyway, check them out on IG. Shout out to everyone that checks up on me. I appreciate the support as well. I'm a big supporter. Y'all know that. Shout out to my homegirls, Miss Riri, Miranda, Jazz, Carol, and Patricia Ty, Cece, Talia, my homeboy E, protecting and serving in the New York metro area, my homeboy Jimmy B, my cuz O, shout out to Harvey Champagne, shout out to Jazz, of course. Hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Love, live, and laugh. Have a great day. This is it. I'm just gonna leave it here, and I'm gonna drop a Thursday, Throwback Thursday episode for y'all. Hope you enjoy. Have a great day. Everything's gonna be all right. I promise you. Have a good day.
How you doing?
Well, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. You ready?
Maybe if I stay ready, I ain't got to get ready. You understand me?
All right. So we gonna talk. You ready? I know you ready to talk.
Yep. And I'm gonna talk my shit. We gonna talk. We gotta talk. Cause you got some serious subject matter here, and you back in the saddle now. Well, you never left the saddle. It was just, you know, you had to breathe easy over living life on life terms. I understand. So, all
right, but you gonna behave. All right. Okay.
I got to behave.
Well, you got to behave for at least 10 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You could do it?
Okay. All right. For you, I just told you. That's crazy. Okay. 10 minutes. That's how long the interview going to be. 10 damn minutes. Okay.
What's that? Focus.
She's right. I gotta be good for at least 10 minutes, and the interview is gonna be 8. I got you. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Go.
So, now, before I get to my questions, I'm gonna let it marinate with you first, and we'll get to the questions I originally asked. So, what we were talking about the other day was we're talking about women, their beauty, how it's presented in businesses and to entertainment, and it was kind of a joke, but it was kind of presented. So we're talking about how females, specifically DJs, how they should dress. And I was, you know, I had something in my spirit, you know. I wasn't really feeling how some of these new female DJs are dressed, because I feel like as a woman, I'm not saying that sometimes I'm dressed a little bit sexy, but I'm more classier and sexy, not, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, but anyway, when you dress overly sexy,
less
I feel like that's all men see,
less
and then
more.
they skip past how talented you are, how, you know what I'm saying, how intelligent you are, and then they just looking at that sexy shit. That's what bothers me, and I feel like women shouldn't have to do that to present that first in order for men to see everything else, because they stop right there. They don't really care about anything else. When you're a beautiful woman, you got a nice body, you're this and that, that's all they basically, like, see at first. So, I put a poll out there, and the poll was, I'm going to read it to you right now because I sent it to just a few people. I had said that I'm doing a poll, and the question is, as a female DJ, how do you think I should dress? Is dressing sexy necessary to build my audience? And should it be up to the individual? Or what's acceptable in your book? And describe, like, an outfit that you think would be presentable for me.
Hold on one moment, please. Please. Give me one moment. I got another call. No, forget them. I'll call them back.
You always got another call when we do this.
Baby, no, I got, no, I'll call him back. I know who that is. I'll call him back. They'll leave a message. Anyway.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If you got it, you got it. People going to look anywhere. You could be wearing a slave dress with a pilgrim hat, a hijab, and some jungle boots. If you got it, you got it. Number one.
Uh-huh.
Number one. Because regardless to what is going on in this world today, regardless to what we may see or what our children is exposed to, there is one primal rule that has always been there since the beginning of time. This is the way God made it. Man will attract woman. Woman will attract man. Period. So let's just put that out there right now. Because, Lala, you are one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life.
Aww.
Let me tell you that. No, hear me out. Hear me out. And I've been knowing you a lot. And I will say this. If you got it, you got it. People are going to look. Number two, the look is the hook. You understand what I'm saying? The look is the hook.
You
gotta be up. The look is the hook.
Okay.
Now, you can't tell me since game day you don't come out to play. If you don't come out to play, don't come out at all. You know what I'm saying? You gonna come out looking your best.
The best
however you got it. The best however you can afford it. The best however you gonna come out looking your best every day. You feel me? Because we gonna play the game. And the look will be the hook. You have attracted many people. You know what I'm saying? You have attracted many people because of the look. I've attracted people because of the look, because of what I look like, how I am dressed, how I present myself to the world. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm a loud brother. You know that. You gonna hear me before you see me. You gonna hear me before you see me anyway. So you're going to be like, who in the hell, what in the hell, how in the hell? Whoa. You did? If you got it, you got it. And see, the thing about it is, now, getting to the beauty thing, you're going to be beautiful every day. And if you ain't beautiful every day, it starts from the inside out. Moving right along. Number three, the third point I'm going to make is as a DJ, dress comfortable. What is comfortable to you? What is comfortable to you? Okay, comfortable all white rooftop party. What is your go-to comfortable all white rooftop party at the top.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I dress according to the event because a lot of DJs don't dress that way. They will dress however, but let's just say it's a wedding and if they're mm-hmm. dressing like, you know, whether it's formal or informal, I'm going to always dress to dress like everybody else, not dressing raggedy or not dressing too much whatever the theme is. But I feel like I don't have to put on a bikini top or have something showing my nipples just to get more likes or to get more attention, because I hate attention. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but see, let me tell you something. While you hate it, there are those out here that love it. I was just talking to a female who shall remain anonymous until I get further consent to use her name. No, she's a good friend of mine. She's a good friend of mine. I love her very dearly. She loves me. This young lady did read between the lines on that. We're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna put a pin in that one. We'll come back to that later. Anyway, she get her jig on. Now, she loves the attention. She is an exhibitionist. She is very hospitable. She exhorts people. She is not shy by long one, and she will tell you which way is up if you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
She will tell you which way is up if you need to know.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, she loves the attention. You don't like the attention. But baby, you're going to have to soak up some of it, because some of that attention, you can cash it out. And I ain't talking about doing, I'm not talking about doing nothing immoral, because I will break your toes. you already know. What I'm talking about is some of that attention you can cash out on. That's the only, let that be the only attention that you concern yourself with, because your children need to eat. Your rent needs to be paid. Well, your mortgage needs to be paid. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You got bills to pay. And you got to keep on looking good to attract somebody that's interested in your mind rather than gazing at your behind. Now,
right.
That's going to happen. That's been happening since you were how? Yeah, exactly. And it's going to happen until the beginning. It's going to happen until they throw dirt in your face, and you can tell them to bury your upside down so they can take another look at it before you go.
And I agree with you, but I feel like, see, I don't want to do anything extra for that attention, because I
don't.
But I feel like a lot is expected now of a lot of female DJs, because they're wearing bikinis DJing. They're half naked.
That's them. That's them. And you still keeping it classy. You still keeping it queen. You still keeping it G. And you still cashing out. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're still cashing up. What I'm saying is this. Hold on, baby. Listen to me. What I'm saying is this. Whatever you're comfortable in, I'm all for it. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever my comfortable is, you either with me or forget me. You feel me? You either with me or forget me. Now, your comfortable is for all white rooftop party. maybe some all white leggings, some heels, all white, you know, covering up with, you know, all white sheer something. You know, maybe an all white, something up under that. You know, your own classy, whatever you're comfortable in.
I got you.
You're a DJ, baby. You got to be classy and comfortable. Some of them females, you will not believe how many of them females got so much tunnel vision and ain't studying who's saying what unless they sign a check, because they got so much tunnel vision with their thumbs in their booties and their nipples showing and glowing and looking all good. And I'm looking too. You know, I'm looking for a minute. I'm going to come back around because, you know, she ain't crying as you. That's all I'm saying. In your way, though.
Let me read you what a few people said. So,
go ahead, yeah.
This is from a female. She said, I say dress how you feel to match. What'd she say? Individuality. Turns head. Then she said, I just drank some coffee, so that's why I can't talk. She said, everybody half naked don't get attention. Sometimes they get a whisper and a side eye. Then my other friend said that I told her, I just hate the fact that as women, to get seen and to get followers, we have to be sexy. Like, you know, what I described, and I feel nobody looks past your beauty and sees your talent, especially intelligence, when you make a statement like that. But unfortunately, this is the way the world is today. So, and a lot of people feel like, you know, it's expected for female DJs to be half naked. And she said, I disagree. Then another person had said, and it was a male, he said, let me just read to you what he said. He had a lot to say, but hold on. Let me get to what he said.
Hey, Will. Hey. Go ahead, baby. Go on.
Okay. He said, hold on a minute. I'm going to get it. Here we go. He said that he thinks that I'm classy as it is and I have natural beauty, so
dang,
I shouldn't do what everybody else is doing.
Dang.
And then he said that keep it classy. What else did he say?
Check, please. You do you. Baby, you, bottom line, you do you. And to all those out there in the media, you do you. You do and be the best you that you can. That is, if you don't want to wear no clothes, go ahead and not wear no clothes. Just do you. However, just don't try and be nobody else but you. Just do yourself.
Right.
However, you know what I'm saying? And for you, less is more. Because look, this is what you're getting. I can't dress comfortable. Okay, now if you wear something you can move around in, because, you know, you still got to set up. You still got to move around.
Right.
You still got to set up. You still got to move around. You got to keep the party going.
Uh-huh.
Especially in New York. If you don't keep the party going, it's over.
Right.
Your name is Butt.
But that's what I want. There's a lot of female DJs that I feel like their talent isn't there, but the sexy is there. They might have a nice body, a nice face, and that's what people see, but the talent isn't there. So it just kind of bothers me, because I feel like, you know, if you're going to take on a craft, I feel like you should take it seriously and you should, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
but just like, okay, I'm going to give you two women, Toni Braxton and Cardi B. They're both beautiful women, but you know what I'm saying? Toni Braxton is sexy but classy. Cardi B is a different kind of sexy. You know what I'm saying? Which would you rather have?
Neither one of them?
Neither one.
In all due respect to both of them, because you think both of them are beautiful. But one is married. Both of them are beautiful, but one is married. One is married, right. And the other one...
She about to marry a baby. But I'm just saying, I'm not talking about if they married or not. I'm talking about their style.
I like less is more to me. But it just depends on who you are. Do you? Because only one of them that we know of put out a blue video. You feel where I'm coming from? So we already know what area our esteemed artist, Cardi B, how she do her thing. And who can be mad at her? This is how she does hers. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? She has a husband whom she's faithful to.
Right. Which I'm not mad at all.
Right. So she can talk all the issues she wants to. From what I understand, there are blue movies out there on the internet of married couples getting it in. Married couples getting it in. They're married.
I like her. I ain't mad at her at all. I'm just saying everybody has their own individual style, and I ain't mad at anybody who's trying to make their bread. You make it how you make it. Because I respect everybody who hustles. You hustle, you get your bread, that's how you get it, I don't care. But I'm just saying for my style, like I feel like it's expected of a lot of female DJs now because the new one's coming out because they're all wearing shit where it's like no clothes. So, you know, and it happens too. I could go into a bar, I'm gonna tell you something that happened. I went to a bar promoting another DJ, and the guy was looking at me up and down. I'm like, I know what's about to happen. And he asked me, he wanted to exchange information, and he was like, what's up with you? I'm like, what is it? I'm like, what? I'm like, no, I hope you don't think nothing about to happen. Cause you know, he knew that I needed something and he thought, oh, you're a pretty girl. Maybe you can give up something. I hate that. I hate that shit.
I understand. And you know something? I understand, but for business sake,
I'm not.
What you're going to have to understand is hate it with tact. Just let them know, look, hey, I'm just here to, I ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on that, sir. Thanks, but no thanks. You know what I'm saying? And breathe it out. Sting, go ahead and sting. Go ahead and sting, but understand that, you know, a lot of these cats ain't cut from what we cut from.
Right.
A lot of these cats ain't cut from what we cut from. Does it make them right or wrong? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I feel like the reason why some of them are like that is because they are females who are like, they're so used to females throwing themselves to get things. That bothers me.
Come on. But the thing about it is they get it how they get it. They get it how they get it because they ain't quite there upstairs to put the intelligent hustle down to it. Because one thing I will also say that I am in favor of DJ Lala acting. You know what I'm saying? Acting. Because just like this biscuit head do nothing had thought that he was going to get some cookies and cream. You dig? Do you understand what I'm saying? Just when he had it on his mind to get some cookies and cream. You got it on your mind to expand your clientele list. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I want you to understand something. The artist of the year, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the artist of the year goes to, do you understand what I'm saying? And that's for anybody out there. Play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Play the game. Do you understand?
I play the game in my own way. I don't play the game like everybody else plays the game.
You ain't supposed to. You ain't
I don't need to give up my coconut, not that it's like a coconut, but I don't need to give up my peach for nobody to get what I need to get, because I can use whatever else I have to get what I need to get.
And you want to know something else? You show enough can. And my point is, and the artist of the year goes to. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody plays the game. Everybody plays the game. He trying to get his in. You trying to get your in, which is your clientele list, all the way up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then you already done exposed them to the brain cells. They don't know what to do with it now. They're like, oh, shit, she played me in my own game. Yep, sure did. Sure did, buddy. Yep, played you out of your own game, buddy. So I'm just saying. You play me, I play you, buddy. So all I'm saying is that play the game. Play the game. Play the game. And make no bones about it. I never told you I'd give you anything more than conversation about your clientele list. Bottom line. Who said what?
Right.
Whoever said what, I was going to get anything, and that goes to even them young ladies. Even them young ladies that decide to go ahead and get down or sit down. You feel what I'm talking about? I ain't promise you nothing more than for you to see what I'm working with right now. And everybody see. And if that's what they want to do, you can't knock them. But it ain't got to be you. Let me ask you a question. What is your comfortable?
As far as what? The way I dress?
Okay, I'll give you the scenario of an all-white rooftop party.
All right. So, if it was a rooftop party, it was an all-white party, I would probably wear some, well, I don't know if you want to know what this stuff is, because it's like women's clothing, but I'm going to describe it to you. So, I would probably wear, like, some nice heels, okay? Probably, it depends on what I'm wearing, but they're heels. And then I would wear like some nice white tight pants.
Okay.
And they would probably, you know what jeggings are?
Yeah.
Okay. They'll probably be tight like that.
I do have a daughter that I raise full time.
Okay. So it would be like that, but they would be fitted. So and probably like a nice probably like a nice lace top with something underneath it. That you could probably see through the lace, but something underneath it, you know what I'm saying, like a nice white bra, something like that. Or a nice
white sports bra, white sports bra under it, yeah.
Right, or a nice white dress.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Something, comfortable, something so you can move around in and, you know, He's keeping the party high.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not wearing no white bra by yourself and like some white shorts. I'm not doing all of that. No.
Okay. Uh-uh. You ain't got to. Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What would you do in the event of a like an old school pajama jammy jam? And I ain't talking about, kid play house, kid play house party. Right. What would you do in the event of an old school pajama jammy jam for the growing section?
So, I have, I have a lot of Asian oriental stuff. So I have
right.
I have, you know what an oriental dress looks like, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have nightgowns like that. So I would probably wear that with some slippers.
Oh,
but of course, I'm going to have some biking shorts underneath it in case I have to, bend over or whatever to change some wires or something like that. So,
Of course, you're going to protect your ass. Okay, you're going to protect your ass. We ain't about to. No. You ain't put no ring on that finger. You can't get that. Access ain't that easy without a ring. I'm working on it. Anyway, moving right along.
Okay.
Anyway, though,
so,
shut up.
I told you 10 minutes to behave.
I know, but okay. Yeah, you did. All right, but chill. Okay. Oh, What I'm saying is this, though. You have to understand that everybody has their own, everybody got their own groove.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Everybody got their own groove.
Mm-hmm.
Just everybody got their own groove. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do
you feel like the way that women dress, does it play a factor on the way they are treated?
Of course. It always has.
Yeah.
It always has. If you show off more assets, you get more attention. But if you don't have enough game to recognize game for what game is, then you won't be able to tell the face from the snake. And either way it goes,
right.
It does. Either way it goes. So
the clothes don't make the person.
Nah, it don't. Because I'm gonna put it to you like this. Hey. Oh, excuse me. Understand this. Sometimes it just might be a matter of weather. And a matter of heat. Because come on, a lot of well-endowed females dress less to stay cool.
Uh-huh.
And tell me that's not a factor. Tell me that's not a factor.
But then, like my other brother said, because I said I don't like attention, they're saying that's a lie because all women like attention. And I keep saying I don't like attention. And they're like, well, sometimes you might wear a tight shirt in the summertime. I'm like, listen, bro, women's clothing, it's tricky. If you got big breasts, you got some ass, it's hard to find clothes that fit. Exactly. So sometimes it may look like I'm trying to be sexy, but I'm not. So, I don't like attention. I really don't.
Then you may as well get over it. You may as well get over it.
It don't bother me like that.
You are going to get attention regardless. You ain't got to like it. You need to embrace it. If nothing else. Embrace it.
But what I'm saying is they don't bother me, but three of them said, well, no, that's a lie. All women like attention. Don't compare me to any other female. I don't like attention. If I say I don't like attention, I don't like it. I could go to a club on my homegirls, and all the men are looking. I wouldn't even know how many men are looking at me, or I wouldn't even care. I'm there to have a good time. And then one of my brothers said, oh, I don't believe that. All women, they love and soak up attention. I'm like, I don't. So do you believe that?
Yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
No. Because everybody likes attention. It depends on But it depends on what type of attention you get. But what if you get the attention of someone who is willing to be a plus? As a matter of fact, willing to be more than a plus, willing to be, willing to multiply that, you know, rather than divide, or multiply and divide.
You're talking about business wise?
Yeah. Business.
Oh, of course. Business, if I get that kind of attention and someone sees my talent or see that, oh, she looked good or whatever, maybe we could put her on. Of course. Well, who wouldn't want to move forward and gain things? I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about regular opposite sex, male attraction, going places, going to the store, going out, going, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if he, what he's saying is that when I said I don't like attention, like going out with my friends or going to a store and a man's looking at me, all women soak that up. I said, I don't. I'm a different kind of female. I'm in another world when I'm out in public. I don't care who's looking at me, who not, if nobody is, nobody not. But I have homegirls who, they soak that shit up. Oh my God, this, all the men looking at me. I don't care. That's just me. Well, but you said the same thing the other two said. Oh, I kind of believe that. I kind of don't. Listen, you always know me. I never had a reason to lie. I'm just a different type of female.
But what I'm saying is, think of the option that it may be because it may be the type of it may depend on the kind of attention. I'm sitting here eating peanut butter crackers and drinking water. Peanut butter crackers and water.
I'm going to give you an example. So we went out, me and my homegirl, and these guys were opening the door, and it was like, oh, hey, beautiful. My friend was like, oh, he called me beautiful. That shit don't impress me. You know what I mean? I don't know. But he said, I told my brother about it, he was like, oh, that impressed all women. Or when you tell them how beautiful they look or how they got a nice smile and all this. I said, no, it don't. That shit don't impress me. It don't.
Maybe. Whether it impresses you or not, if somebody does say, hey, beautiful, just say, thank you.
That's exactly what I say. I say thank you. Keep it moving. But it's hard for some men to believe that I don't like attention or I don't soak it up like most women. It don't make me feel any kind of way. It don't make me feel better. It don't make me feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, to some women, it makes them feel
right
more.
Okay. No,
it
no,
makes them feel
no,
more.
I can accept that.
Right. It makes them. It don't make me feel more confident. It don't make more secure in myself.
It don't exactly make your day. And it don't exactly work your day either, so.
Right.
Hey, girl, well, how about you do this? Think about it like this.
Uh-huh.
At least you got good taste.
You are so stupid. Oh, my God.
Hey, Will. Tell him thank you and say, you know something, sir? You got good taste. Say, you got good taste. And said, thank you. You got good taste, sir. And keep it moving. You have good taste, son. Thank you.
Right.
I mean, but, he did.
Right.
I mean, that's not being conceited.
Right.
It is being confident.
But I'm already confident. Like, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know what, you know.
Right. And you should, because forget it. You know what I'm saying. You should be. You need to be, and you should be. And we're going to, that's all I have to say about that.
And every woman should be like that, you know, because we all look different.
Everybody should be like that.
Everybody, because, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Even back then, when you first knew me, I was so insecure. As you well knew that. I was very insecure.
Right, right.
First time fresh out of Cleveland, Ohio, getting on my own butt from a hole in the ground.
Right.
12 and down, I knew everything.
Right.
And didn't know jack. I didn't know nothing from nothing, and it left me damn near with nothing. Hello? I'm serious.
Yeah. I know.
You know, I didn't know nothing from nothing, and it damn near left me with nothing. Now, I rely back on what I learned then to try and show my son and my daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was raising them, I was telling you, you better understand some things. You know what I'm
saying? That's how I raise my daughter. Like, you know, when kids are young, they're a little chunky or whatever, when they're young. My daughter can tell you, and at this age, ever since she was younger, I put that in her. She knows. She'll tell you I'm beautiful no matter what size she was. And she's lost a lot of weight because, you know, when they get older, they get taller.
They stretch out.
Yeah, but she will tell you it didn't matter what size she is. She will tell you she's beautiful because I instilled that in her. I told her no matter what size you are, no matter what anybody says, you're a queen. So you need to, you know, and then it didn't help that. Myself, when there was no man around, I opened the door for her. So she knows that she is a princess. She's a queen. This is what's supposed to happen. You know, and when my brothers are around, they do the same thing. They open the door for her, you know. And then when she was younger, it was so cute. She expected it. She would sit in the car until somebody opened the door for her.
Right.
But, I mean, she's a little older now, so she opens her own door. And I'm just saying, like, it starts from when they're younger. Like, you know, because if I had a daughter, I just would always want her to know when I raise her is that, you know, you are just, don't never let nobody tell you that you can't do something, that you're not good enough, that you don't look good enough. You got to have that security, and you got to have that confidence to be like, I'm good enough. And she has that. So I'm just so proud of that. You know, and she will try any sport, anything that she feel like she can do just to challenge herself. She don't care what kind of sport it is.
That's how she's supposed to do it.
Yep. So
she's supposed to be
good. Right.
That's how she's supposed to do it.
That I'm proud of her that, you know, she kept everything that I, you know, taught her, so. That's what you got to do, but, I mean, I just wanted to speak on that because it kind of bothered me, you know, that, you know, now a lot of people are expecting, they go on these social media pages and they see these women with these, you know.
They see booty butt cheeks. Booty butt cheeks.
So I feel like, you know. Don't expect me to be dressed like that, because I feel like you shouldn't have to dress like that But some people disagree. They feel like if you want more followers, you got to do it.
Well, that's on them. Well, tell them to do it then if they want more followers. Tell them to do it. Tell them to put on the talk. Tell all them to think that you should go ahead and do it to get more followers. Tell them to do it first. And see how many be willing to do that first. I mean, you got so many make a fool of yourself challenges. Go ahead and start that one. Make a fool of yourself.
But, you know, we got to talk more about this topic on another episode. I just wanted to get your input to kind of like vent to you because I'm at my destination. And thank you for the interview.
No problem.
I needed a male's perspective, all right?
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. Anytime, baby. Catch you next week.
And thank you for behaving.
Kinda sorta.
Yeah, right. I got you.
Right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, in a minute, baby.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
DJ Lala, the best and the greatest female DJ in New York City. Okay.
Chatter, matter than the mad hatter. I bet your body is come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a nine. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's a brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Funk smoke that leaves your brains booted. This bad MC with stamina like Bruce Jenner. The winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake him down, boy. I flip boy all the time. Cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No flame could ever dig a grave. Both the Mac, the power pack in black, make you see man crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Mac's a brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Mac's brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your air. I'm kicking new flavor in your air. Mac's brand new flavor in your air. Ha! The Mac's dope with more hope than the Pope. But for MCs, more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, down, breaking, forsaken laws. The MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, what? Or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Yep. Craig Mack is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. Boy. I break all rules with my action, that the Mac sends the MC stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy, watch the MCs not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
I always dreamed that everything would be okay with me and you, but I was wrong. And when I looked into your eyes, I didn't see all the things I used to see. What's going on?
Trying to find me, Giuliani can't sleep till I'm 6 feet deep. Hey, time he closes his eyes, I'll be moving the pie. So what it be? I wanna know you, you know me. The type that's waiting on a shipment out of Kennedy. The type that's soaking when I poke and make you wanna pee. Rushing cuts on the teeth, all eyes on me. Cash rules, fast coupes, mad rude. D-class jewels, mad blue, ass who? You look like the type of not the like a G when he hyper. If I decipher right, just write your math so I can pipe you. Stone heart, gangsta adrenaline pumping. Red label, man, that engine is something. Calling fade, bumping out the trunk and I'm sunk in the seat, tending with heat, fronting is nothing. Ho.
DJ.
La, 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 la.
You had my life.
No.
Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Follow me, many, many, many miles. check it out. Let me break it down. 1, 2, check it out. Follow me, mini mouth. 1, 2, break it down. Let me break it down.
This track is nasty like Kanaka. But the mommy, I like Joe, but he's sloppy. Dad, Poppy got a brand new bag. For real, I take and kill O'Neal like Shaq. Chad, ask Michael Jackson who's bad. He says I am, but the queen I drag. Dag, I'm bad enough to let my pants sag. I be in Vegas where 702 EAA.
This nigga named Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek. For yo G, it's the BRAT.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
It's that ghetto ass bitch and I'm so deaf.
Nigga, that's my clique.
Nigga, that's who I rose with.
And we kick nothing but the fat shit. Them calls me the funkified, funkalistic, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit you can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side.
Well, it's the T-H, the E-T-T-O, nigga, Brett and J-D. Coming like that, big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimpin' and freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson.
Cause I'm so, yeah.
Like that, and as a matter of fact, when it comes to the bread, I got the shit that make your neck snap back. Meaning, I got the shit that'll get you bent. Tearing the roof off this mother like Parliament. I'm on a rolling control like Janet. Damn it.
Ratchet the funk bandit and they can't handle it.
I know, that's why I keep hitting them with this grammar. Letting niggas know that I'm the real mamma jamma. Straight to the head like a chronic sack.
I passed the mic to the brain.
And yeah, we passed it back.
Well, sisters and fellas, it's time to get your groove on. I provide the funkified sounds to make you move home.
Breaking these foods off proper like.
Is S-O-S-O-D-E-F dynamite.
Humming, I coming, I bet you like Ralph K. And since this ain't no honeymoon, I'm here to stay.
And the way we're coming at you, baby, we can't miss.
Here's a new tag team in town.
Nigga, who that is?
Like a baby, mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit it, you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers kiss ground. Just for talking clown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Rob diggin' on ravine. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave. My home is a cave. And yo, I'm a slave to my home is the grave. I'm a poor papers. It's all about the papers. Chickens caught the vapors and now they wanna rape us. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh.
My living room flow, play Nintendo, receives an ego. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, bad head in the morning. Spin my V, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on Tata, saying Big Papa. Now check it, you wanna be my main squeeze, baby. Don't you, you wanna give me what I need, baby. Won't you, picture life as my wife, just think. Full left mix, fat X and O mix.
DJ,
conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you could say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Things got hot, you sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the tramp said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My Moschino hole, my Versace hottie. Come to find out, he was hitting everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Well, always me. What I get for tricking, came out on bail, commenced the ass kicking, licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my game's imperial. Mess around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Stealing chips, running your lips, cause of you, I'm on some real. What you say,
the right way, that's my policy. Shun the ball alongside Beyonce. No, you don't want to say this. I don't see ya. Don't see ya. Don't see ya. Don't see ya. Beyonce, sing it now.
Baby boy, you stay on my mind. Fulfill my fantasies.
Come on, girl, tell me how you feel.
I think about you all the time. I see you in my dreams.
You don't know the love is
baby boy.
I know you dig the way me step, the way me make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because it cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I make we get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, me now go slip, me now go slide. In other words, the love I got to give me certified. For giving it the toughest, I'll get that in my mind. Girl.
Tell me.
been stuffed with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuffed with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock on with my pads off, cause it's a must. It's the lady of rage still kicking up dust. So let me loosen up my bra strap. And let me boost it with my raw rap. Cause I'ma break it down to the nitty gritty one time. When it comes to the lyrics, I get busy with mine. Busy as a beaver, you best believe her. This grand diva's running shit with the speed of a cheetah. Me the lyrical murderer, I'm serving them like two scoops of chocolate. Check out how I rock it. I'm the one that's throwing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now take it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like the monthly, you can't grant my style. For those that tried to poke me, here's a parent child. No need to say no, check the flow. Rage in the back, one smoke, so now you know. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
Now I'm hitting MCs like, how you get? Ain't no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. So what you wanna do is back on up. I'll tap that butt, wax the cuts, pass the bucks. Yo, put your money on the breadwinner. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone. From the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon, I consume the room with doom. When I hear the kick of an 808 bass, boom, boom, bam, god damn. I'm hitting so hard, you can say it's a grand slam. For chunk when they feel the fog of the rhythm that I give up, let it hit them, split them, did it, now I'm rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids, rage in effect, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuff. Get with the rage, then tough tip. T-I-P-T, the fool that gets with the lyrical murderer, cause my shit is rude. You wanna get with the wickedness, with that big body girl that's kicking it, ripping it apart like Jason. You'll be chasing a dream like Freddy. Are you ready for the cream de la creme? I'm steam pressuring those who ain't measuring up. I keep competitive stuff in the muck with they butter. What you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band, say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on, rock on, rock on.
Bottles for $2 from Coca-Cola, came and bought it for beans, that's for some. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the hell cares? I'm stanky rich, I'ma die trying to spend this kid. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat, I used to sell soap. I did play the plot, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby, sand your pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that, gangster in the lane. Hit a head in the hat, call that a little rap. Yeah, quit the chit chat, the big guy, bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head, a marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot, chop your leg. Not wanted with the kid, I get biz with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it. I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. I run New York. Green color, it's my new hit. But it ain't new though. I got rid of my old shit. Now I got new bros. First it was the Benzo. Now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry. I keep blowing up. They call me the cake man, the strawberry shake man. I spread AR, make your whole clique break dance. Backspin, head spin, flatline, you're dead then. Nine shells, mad 10. Who wanna get it crack
thinking I was young, I couldn't do good. Now I can't do bad. I ride back the new Jag. I just bought a new Jag. Now tell me why you mad. Oh, you can't do that? I'm so forgetful. They calling me cocky. I come about the jeweler. They calling me Rocky. It's the ice on my neck, man. The wrist in my left hand. Bling like blow. You like my style. I'm headed to the bank right now. I get it. I get it.
Take a few minutes to mellow out. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell about a minimum length of rhymes with strength and power. So listen to the man of the hour. Flow and go to a slow tempo and you know, sing ho, swing low, then yo, the show will go on as I perform, transforming on stage like a Decepticon. But I'm not animated like a cartoon. I'm for real, shooting lyrics like a harpoon. Across the crowd, the listeners and spectators. So let's groove with the smooth operator.
DJ, la 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 la.
Just sound so smooth. Just sound so smooth.
DJ, la la la.
The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E, I'm good and plenty, serving many in any competition, wishing for an expedition. I'm straight up dissing and dismissing. Listen, rappers act so wild, I love the profile, front and hard, but ain't got no style. I give nightmares to those who compete. Freddy Krueger walking on King Street. Confuse and lose, abuse and bruise the crews and choose to use my name wrong, they pay dues. Destruction from the exterminator, but in a calm manner, cause I'm a smooth operator. Cause I'm so smooth. Cause I'm so smooth. Now girl, step up to this. One simple kiss and it's over, miss. Sold a nice dream as high as the price seemed. Girlfriend, you've been scooped like ice cream. So just swing a fling, a gathering, try to cling, cause it's a big daddy thing. And I'm loving them right words far. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good like Dr. Feelgood to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the smooth operator.
DJ, DJ. La, la, la.